The appeals court ruling comes only a couple of months before Microsoft releases its new operating system. In Windows XP, Microsoft will bundle new software features that are marketed by other companies. Microsoft's competitors have been complaining that Microsoft is doing the same thing that it did with Netscape. NPR's John McChesney reports.
At the heart of the government's case against Microsoft was the charge that Microsoft had illegally tied its internet browser to its Windows operating system in order to put its upstart rival Netscape out of business. The appeals court said that a lower court could still revive that tying charge, but it would have to apply a different standard than the one used by Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson. From the beginning, Microsoft's chairman Bill Gates has insisted that Microsoft must have the freedom to develop Windows as it sees fit. And over the years, that's meant including more and more software in Windows, software that used to be sold separately. And the next version of Windows, called XP, is going to include a number of controversial new features. Most importantly, instant messaging and an expanded media player for streaming audio and video. Gates says this ruling will not affect the plans for the next version of Windows.
We're moving ahead with Windows XP as a product that has the features that consumers want. There's nothing in today's ruling that changes our plans for our future products, including Windows XP.
But not everyone is so sanguine about the future of Windows XP. The state's attorneys general, who were party to the antitrust case, said they were actually encouraged by yesterday's ruling and that the tying issue was by no means dead and that they were looking closely at Windows XP. Here's Connecticut's Attorney General Richard Blumenthal.
What is so deeply troubling about the XP approach is that it looks very much like more of the same in misuse of monopoly, and particularly the kind of tying or bundling this court has found to be a very viable claim in this case, if the proof is there.
The competitors most concerned about Microsoft's bundling practices in Windows XP are AOL Time Warner and Real Networks. AOL has had a near monopoly with its instant messenger, and Real Networks' Real Player is the dominant software used to play internet streaming audio and video. A Real Networks spokesman would say only that his company has never built its strategy on the expectation of legal actions. But he also said, with emphasis, that Real Networks is studying the appeals court ruling very carefully. For its part, America Online declined any comment on the ruling. But the issue of what media player AOL uses was a major sticking point in recent negotiations between AOL and Microsoft, with Microsoft reportedly offering AOL a place in Windows XP in exchange for AOL using the Microsoft player exclusively, something that would have cut deeply into Real Player's market share. Mitchell Kurtzman is a longtime Microsoft critic and CEO of Liberate Technology.
Clearly, Microsoft is trying to do the same thing to streaming media, to Real Networks, that they did to Netscape in the browser business. That given the completely tight integration of Windows Media Player into Windows, they are trying to do deals.
Microsoft denies that it tried to do this deal, but it is undoubtedly an issue that antitrust litigators will examine closely in the future. With a new administration in Washington, and with this appeals court ruling as background, it is possible that a settlement will be reached in this lengthy case. But the appeals court did not lay this case to rest, and Microsoft's competitors will not miss an opportunity to point out to the government anything that appears to be a misuse of Microsoft's Windows monopoly. What isn't clear at this point is whether complaints from strong competitors like AOL, Time Warner, and Real Networks will be taken as seriously as those from a vulnerable upstart like Netscape. John McChesney, NPR News, Washington.